The Israel Report with Rolin Marks.
Shalom, shalom, Rolin, ma shlomech?
Shalom, shalom, akol lo beseder achshav.
Let me translate what Rolin just said. She said it's not actually all so fine right now. And there's a good reason for that, because the COVID infection rates are out of control from what I've seen. Correct, Rolin?
You are correct. Sadly, in the last 24 hours, we have seen the highest day of infection since the start of the pandemic in Israel. Nearly 1,000 new infections. And of course, a lot of debate and conjecture. What is going to happen now? Are we going to have any more restrictions? The health ministry has put in more restrictions, especially on the gathering of crowds, where they were up to 250. It's now been brought down to only 50 at a major venue or at an event. And the prime minister has said just moments ago that we will do the minimum needed to halt the spread of the virus out of fear for damage to the economy. He said the cost of a mistake to health and the economy can both be very bad. We'll place the minimum restrictions necessary to stop the spread of the virus and preserve the economy. And I'll have grounded flights temporarily until those numbers come down. And the Defense Minister, Benny Gantz, has approved the call up of about 500 RDF reservists to help combat the spread of the coronavirus. And where they will go to would be to staff the 10 coronavirus hotels that the Defense Ministry plans on reopening to house people with light symptoms or who require quarantine. So let's take a look at the numbers, because, while we have high infections, we don't have that many people dependent on respirators, which is a good statistic, because then it doesn't put so much tax onto the health system. Yeah. So from the start of the global pandemic, 26,452 people have contracted the virus, 324 fatalities at the moment, 8,647 people are positive, with 58 in serious condition and 24 needing ventilators, and 17,481 people have made full recoveries. And the Prime Minister rather today participated in a video conference of first mover countries, which is to discuss a second wave, how to deal with it, how to put in containment measures, what happens to tourism and cooperation in the field of vaccine development. And while we're talking about vaccine development, Israeli researchers announced today that they have developed a highly accurate and efficient test for antibodies. So it's not all bad news, guys. There are some bright lights of hope, but we are concerned with the rising numbers. And while there are still some people who are not being very good and wearing their masks, the majority of us are being very, very cautious about doing that and maintaining social distancing and maintaining hand hygiene. Very, very important. And we're trying to do as much as we possibly can individually and collectively to mitigate any spread of this virus.
Ro, I'm just thinking about some parallels between Israel and South Africa in respect of corona, in that when Ramaphosa started out, he had the full support of most of the population behind him, his strong approach to the problem, and he's lost it upon the way. He just has. Has that happened, given the increase in infection rate in Israel? Do you sense a feeling amongst the populace that there's a lack of trust in the way the issue has been managed?
I wouldn't say lack of trust, but, we want to see the government take back control as strongly as they did when the first wave broke out. Yeah. I think that we are concerned that the Prime Minister's attention has been elsewhere. And I know people like Clive and various others are not going to like or what I say next. The talk about annexation or applying of sovereignty has really annoyed the majority of Israelis who feel that that kind of effort and attention would best be focused right now on helping us to deal with the pandemic and the effects that it has on our economy and on job losses and on people's health. That is where attention needs to be at the moment. And alternate prime minister / defense minister / chairman of the Blue and White, Benny Gantz, you know, he also said this, which is, I think, why yesterday came and went without consensus, because he said, this is not what we need right now. We need to be focusing on other issues. And that led to a lack of consensus in the Knesset for pushing forward with any of those kind of plans. And lack of consensus in the Knesset meant that the Trump administration also said, well, we cannot support any of these moves until there is a majority consensus. And that can go ahead. So right now, as a citizen of Israel and as a political analyst, you know, I tend to agree that the attention right now has to be dealing with the immediate danger and the threat that poses to the country on multiple levels.
Just to let you know that Clive sent through 6 happy smiley faces. Let's talk about the Vatican.
Clive, yeah. am I going to expect a pig flying past my window?
He's got a sense of humor. Really important story. The Vatican, which one wouldn't imagine would get involved in political affairs, summonses the United States and Israeli ambassadors over the annexation question. Wow, that's a surprise.
He has. And I think, you know, for the media out there, we have to be very, very realistic about what these moves could mean for Israel. You know, there have been some countries that have threatened sanctions to hit us where it hurts. It's not just sanctions economically. It's also in areas like the ICC. And that's what, you know, we are concerned about. I have a question coming in from somebody which I'll address after I speak about this. But yeah, the Holy See, which kind of manages the more like political concerns of the Vatican, yesterday summoned the ambassadors of Israel and the United States. They met with His Holiness Pope Francis, and he expressed his concern and his objection regarding any possible unilateral actions. He says that it could further jeopardize the search for peace between Israelis and Palestinians. And he says, as well as the delicate situation in the Middle East, we heard quite infamously from the United Arab Emirates, also in Hebrew, rather using the carrot offense than the stick, saying, you know, you tend to lose, if you go ahead with this, you will lose out on major incentives with the Gulf state. And he really appealed for the leaders of both the Palestinians and Israel to get back to the negotiation table. That's the Pontiff Pope Francis. And a question coming in I have from Marcia, saying, what's Israel doing about the BLM link up with the BDS? Well, essentially, we can't get involved in the domestic happenings with in other countries, but there is concern about the manifesto of the BLM movement, because, you know, we have to separate the difference between what is an extremely, extremely important and noble cause, which is racial equality and justice, and the manifesto of the movement, which is made up of 60 different organizations, which does have a clause. I will try and improve my English grammar, which does have a clause that says that the United States is complicit in genocide of the Palestinians, which is not true. There is no genocide, and that and basically blames Israel and supports the BDS movement, which is boycotts, divestment, and sanctions. And we've heard from the offshoot organizations, BLM UK and various others, calling for an end to trade with Israel, calling for a breaking of ties. And, you know, while we can't involve ourselves in the domestic issues in other countries, we are watching this very, very carefully to see the developments around the world.
Rolene Marks, Shabbat Shalom to you. Thank you for being with us this week. You're going to be with Kathy for the next couple of weeks, and I look forward to speaking to you in about a month or so.
Now it's my time to say, you know, who didn't, you know, I didn't sign your leave form, but I will miss you, I already miss you, and looking forward to speaking to Kathy, and I will catch up with you when you're back, hopefully all rested.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rolene.